This is part one, how to unlock the buying strategy. Imagine how easy selling would be if prospects would just tell you exactly what to say to get them to make a purchase. You don't have to imagine anymore, because this system by Ken Ellsworth does exactly that. And in this part one audio, you'll hear the basics of the strategy. According to Ken's research, people use buying codes when they make purchases. These codes are the exact same steps used when forming the decision to buy, and unlocking them involves not only saying the right things, but also saying them in the exact right order. And through a series of carefully crafted questions, Ken's method has people unknowingly revealing their buying codes. Selling has never been easier. Here are the key components from this audio part one. How Ken's system works and what you'll need to get started. Why you'll want to practice this system on your friends and family before you try it on prospects, and how to do that. How to look for unconscious physical feedback cues that will let you know you've gotten their code right. What criteria people must meet before you can sell them anything. The way most people sell is wrong, but fortunately, it's not hard to rethink your selling strategy. And in this audio part one, you'll hear how to do that.
Hello, my name is Ken Ellsworth, and I'm about to teach you a completely different way of selling. Something I guarantee you've probably never heard or seen before. Have you ever wished that you knew exactly the right thing to say to make the sale? Have you ever wondered during a presentation what the other person was thinking? Have you ever wished you knew exactly the combination of things to do that would make that person absolutely buy from you? I'm going to tell you and show you exactly how to get someone to tell you exactly how to do that. By the time we're done with this program, you should be able to know exactly what to say and in the right order to get someone to buy from you. Before we go any further, one of the first things you should probably do is just take the manual and skim through it. Just glance at each page. The manual just has a bunch of concepts in it. Each page just has a few things written on it. And by just glancing that way, you're going to get an idea, and it's going to kind of remind you of things as I go through and explain each of these concepts. Once you've just glanced through the manual and just read every page, which will take you all of a minute or two, then as I come back and start to describe stuff, hopefully that'll trigger a little bit of that in your brain. You'll already have an idea of what the buying strategy worksheet looks like. And you'll already have some of these concepts in your mind of things that I'm going to talk about a little bit later, like code words and other things. I think that the way most people sell is completely wrong. Take a minute to think about how you're selling right now. How does it actually feel when you're making a sale? If you're like most people, you're probably anxious, and it probably feels like you're trying to convince somebody. Almost all sales programs use a combination of scripts or logic to try and sell. And in fact, that's just not the way people buy. Right now, as you're selling, you probably have a list of different points that you're trying to make, or different features, or different benefits. You probably have certain questions that you ask in certain ways. And again, that's all using logic. The fact is, everybody's heard that expression that people buy based on emotion and then they justify it with logic. In fact, I was just reading a famous sales training book just the other day. And in the very beginning of the book, the author makes that point. He makes the point that people buy based on emotion, and they justify with logic. And then the entire rest of the book is filled with different logical techniques, different kinds of scripts, different kinds of closes, different kinds of closing questions, different ways of handling objections when they come up. And all of those techniques are based on logic. Every time I see that stuff, I just kind of shake my head. What I'm going to be teaching you here is really based on the latest neuroscience. Just in the last few years, we've been able to actually look at people's brains with functional MRIs, SPECT, and PET scans, and we've been able to actually see what the brain's doing while people are doing different kinds of mental activities. For example, we've been able to look at the brain when people are being sold or when people are actually making a buying decision, and we can actually see what part of the brain people are using to do that. And one of the things that this brain scans have showed us is that people really do definitely make that decision to buy based on emotion. Another way that I like to describe that is that people really make the decision to buy unconsciously. This buying decision is basically made based on our beliefs, our values. It's kind of made based on the experiences we've had in the past. And really, very few people themselves, for example, myself or somebody else, if you were to ask them, how do you decide to buy something, most people don't actually know, because it is unconscious. And most people just don't know that unconscious process, even about themselves. What I'm going to show you as we go forward here is exactly how to get somebody to tell you that unconscious buying strategy. The reason I call this program the buying code is because it really is like a code. The analogy I like to use is it's like the combination to a safe. If we want to open a safe, all we have to do is know the exact combination. We have to know it's left 23, right 14, left 7. And if we know that, we can open the safe. But not only do we have to know the numbers, but we have to know the right sequence for them. For example, if it's left 23, right 14, left 7, we can take those same numbers, 7, 14, 23, but if we don't put them in the right order, the safe isn't going to open. It can be the exact numbers, but if we go 14, 7, 23, or 7, 14, 23, or 7, or 23, 7, 14, it's not going to open. We have to do it exactly in the right sequence or the right order. It has to be 23, 14, 7. And people's unconscious buying strategies are exactly like that. If you know how you can actually get somebody to tell you their exact buying strategy, how they make that decision emotionally, the exact steps they use, and the exact sequence that they do it in. Once you've got that information, selling becomes really easy. All you have to do is play back that exact sequence to them. And it's an automatic response. It's irresistible. The really cool thing, if you attend a live training, is to actually see that process, where we can take somebody's buying strategy like that, and we can give it to them in the same information, but in the wrong order, and people will come up with some kind of objection why they won't buy. But if we put it in the exact right or correct order, they will buy. And then again, we'll test it and we'll go back and give them the exact same information, but again, put it in the wrong order. And again, they feel uncomfortable. They decide, it's almost like there's something missing. That's an interesting part of this program. Even though I'll be able to tell you and teach you the steps here, it's very experiential. The advantage of attending a live training is that you can have it done to you. And you can actually feel what it's like yourself. What I would suggest is you're going to need to really experiment with this. I can give you all the information here in this training, and you need to go out and really practice it. You need to go out and really play with it. You're going to need to go out, and it's like any skill. It's like learning to ride a bike or learning to play the piano. You're going to have to practice over and over and over again until it becomes really easy. The benefit, though, is that this is a very specific sequence of steps. And if you do these steps, getting somebody to buy from you is really simple and really easy. It's pretty much automatic. As we go forward in this training, I'm going to teach you an exact step-by-step process. You're probably going to have to listen to this more than once. And sometimes I'm going to explain something, and I might only mention it once, but it might be a very, very key piece to the puzzle. So sometimes you might think you've got all the pieces, but if you skip one little part of this, it doesn't work. As I said before, it's like the combination to a safe. You've got to have all the pieces, and you've got to put them in the specific order. So I would really suggest that as you learn this process, you probably listen to this several times. Go over it. The good thing about it, though, is that it's really pretty scientific. It's pretty step-by-step. And the nice thing is, we can test it. As we go forward, I'm going to show you how you can literally test to make sure you've got the code or you've got the combination to that person's strategy. And you're going to be able to test it even before you run it on them, or you're going to test it as you run it on them, and the person's literally going to tell you whether or not you've got it right. And if you don't have it right, all you have to do is just back up a step, figure out what you did wrong, redo it, and you'll get the strategy. Once you've got the strategy, it's almost, I hate to use the word mind control, but it's literally almost like that. The person unconsciously, without even thinking about it, makes that decision to buy. Every single time we do a live training, I demonstrate that. We'll generally ask like the sales manager or one of the people in the room, here, I'm going to sell you this. And I always tell them, don't buy from me. When I get to the end of it, come up with some kind of objection, tell me no, I want to think about it, or something like that. Then we elicit the person's strategy, and I run it on them, and then I say, okay, will you buy this? And every single time the person goes, yes. And the room always cracks up, the person gets embarrassed, and I always go, wait a minute, I thought I told you, don't buy, and they go, oh yeah. Okay, do it again. And then we run it again, and automatically, right at the end, before they consciously even think about it, the person will go, okay, I'll buy. That's the beauty of this process. It's so powerful that even when you think ahead of time, I don't want to buy, I'm going to say no. If somebody's got your strategy, it's literally going to push your buttons, and your brain is going to go into this default mode, and you're automatically going to buy. There's a real benefit to that if you use it ethically, which is that you're going to know exactly how this other person thinks. You know, when I first started, I asked, what would it be like, or have you ever wished that you knew exactly the right thing to say to make the sale? By doing this process, the other person's going to tell you exactly what to say and in what order to say it. Not only that, but as we go forward, I'm going to talk about a thing called a physical code. And this physical code, you're going to be able to watch the person. And as you watch them, they're going to be giving you feedback. They're literally going to be telling you whether or not you've got their code right. There's a very specific thing that they're going to be doing that's going to tell you, yep, you've got the code correct. Or if they're not doing this thing, you're going to know, oop, I don't have the code correct. I've got to go back. I missed a step, or I've got to redo a step, or I did something wrong, and you can fix it and then go forward again. So it's a really step-by-step, easy-to-do process, but it does take practice. You're going to have to play with it. You're going to have to experiment with it. What I would say is, you know, find people at work. Check with your spouse. You know, every time you run into somebody, a friend, an associate, you take somebody out to lunch, play with this. Run it and do it. When I was first learning this, I used to do that all the time. I used to notice somebody's watch, and I would go, oh, that's a nice watch. Do you mind telling me, how did you decide to buy that watch? And then I would literally get their buying strategy for the watch. Or I'd walk up to people and go, ooh, you know, really nice car. Do you like it? And they'd go, yeah. And then I'd get their buying strategy on cars. So you can literally get people's jewelry buying strategies, their car buying strategies, their clothes buying strategies. And by constantly doing that every single day and practicing one part of the technique or another part of the technique, you're going to learn to master it. And pretty soon, it's going to be somewhat easy to do. It's going to almost be automatic for you. And again, once you do that, then selling becomes really easy. It becomes really smooth. And it isn't this anxious process where you are hoping that you've got the right question or hoping that you've got enough benefits or trying to figure out what can I say or how can I say it to this person to get them to buy from me. Once you really learn this process, you'll understand that it is a process and that it is just like a code, just like the combination to a save. All you have to do is know the numbers in the exact right order, and then all you have to do is feed that back to the person, and automatically, unconsciously, they're going to think they're consciously making the decision, but it's not really. It's an unconscious decision. They're going to go, okay, and they're going to want to buy. With that being said, obviously, before somebody can buy from you, or before you can actually sell somebody, they have to meet certain criteria. If I was going to sell somebody a car, obviously, they'd have to be able to buy the car. If I were a real estate agent and I was selling somebody a house, they'd have to be able to buy the house. I can have the strategy perfect. I can run it perfectly, and I can fire off that buying impulse from somebody unconsciously. But if they don't have the capability of buying, if they're not actually able to buy, then yeah, they're not going to buy. So obviously that's a part of the process too, is you have to sort people. The people that you approach, the people you run this on, actually have to have the ability to make the decision. They have to have not only the ability, but they have to have the capability. They have to have the money. They have to be the person in the business that has the buying authority if you're trying to sell a business owner. The very first step in getting somebody's buying code and getting their buying strategy is what I call setting it up or pre-framing it. Sometimes this particular step is a step people forget to do. Sometimes they don't do it well enough, and that really limits our ability to get the rest of the information. One of the things that has to happen as we set this up or as we pre-frame it is people's code or this unconscious strategy is actually what we would call state dependent. And what we mean by that is the information is really only going to be available to their conscious mind when you've got them in the same emotional state that they're in when they access the information. Let me see if I can explain that a little bit better. If we all go back and remember a time when we were in school, maybe you can remember that you studied for a test and you really learned the information, and then you got to the test, and all of a sudden, here you are taking the test, and the pressure's on, and wow, there's the question, and you know the answer to the question, and you literally can't remember what the answer is. And you're sitting there going, wow, I know the answer, and you just can't access it. Another good example of that is, one time I was at a party. I think it was a Christmas party, and my boss walked up to me, and I went to introduce my wife, and I said, this is my wife, and I literally couldn't think of her name. What happens in those situations where we can't remember somebody's name or we can't remember information that we studied is memory is all what we would call state dependent. And what that means is, scientifically, your mind, thoughts literally produce certain chemicals in your body. And in order to access the memories, you have to be producing the same chemicals. Your body has to be in the exact same emotional state as when you learned the information. So for example, if you're relaxed during a test, you're going to be able to remember the information, because when you were learning it, you were relaxed. The problem is, you go into the test and you're all anxious, therefore you're not in the same state, which was relaxed, as when you learned the information, and you just can't access it. So, one of the things that we've really got to do is we've got to get people into the exact same mindset, the exact same emotional state that we want them in order to elicit the code. The other thing that's really important, before we literally almost learn anything about how to get someone's buying strategy or their buying code, is that, again, it's very, very context dependent. And what I mean by that is, we've got to get them in the exact same emotional state, but we've got to get them in that exact same mind state. It's really important that the person be in the right state of mind, and not only that, but that we're talking about the exact same thing that we're going to be asking them about. For example, people have strategies about everything. So not only do people have buying strategies, but people unconsciously have a love strategy. There is a very specific way, unconsciously, that everyone falls in love. And it's different for everybody. In my work as a therapist, one of the things that often happens is people come in and they're heartbroken. They can't get over this person that just broke up with them. It's been months and they're still emotionally distraught. One of the things that we can do is actually elicit their love strategy, and then we can go in and shift their thoughts, shift their memory, so that that person no longer is remembered in the same way, so it's no longer firing off the exact same strategy. So, if I wanted to elicit somebody's love strategy, I've got to get them to go back into that state of mind of being in love. Now, the importance of this for us as salespeople, or for you when you're going to go sell somebody, is you've got to get them in that exact specific state of mind of when they bought something. So what we've got to do is we've got to ask the person, do you remember when you bought that? Can you think back to that moment in time? And again, it's really context dependent. And what I mean by that is, again, if I'm a car salesman, I'm going to want to elicit their car buying strategy. And that car buying strategy is going to be a little bit different than their investment strategy. If I'm a financial advisor, again, I want to get their strategy for choosing a financial advisor. Or I want to get their strategy for making a good investment. A lot of times I see other people using similar techniques to what I'm going to teach you. And one of the things I've seen with that is they do it wrong. There's a really famous sales trainer out there teaching financial advisors. And he makes the mistake of asking the question, what's important about money? See, now that gets people thinking or in the exact state of mind of, ooh, money. But that's a completely different state of mind. It's a completely different context than choosing a financial advisor. It's a completely different context than making a financial investment. The same thing's going to be true if I'm a marketing consultant and I'm trying to get a business owner to hire me as the consultant. I'm not exactly trying to get his, quote, buying strategy. I'm going to try and get his hiring strategy. Because what I really want him to do is hire me. And his hiring strategy for a consultant is going to be very different than his hiring strategy for an employee. So I've got to make sure that, again, I get them in that exact same state of mind, and then I ask the questions exactly right so that I can get the information that I really want to get. And one of the biggest problems it has, and one of the reasons why this sometimes doesn't work, is because we aren't putting people back into that exact state of mind. And so therefore the information we're getting isn't correct. As we go forward, I'm going to be telling you exactly what to say and how to say it. One of the things that you're going to notice as you play with this and as you practice it is, if you literally change one word in a sentence, you're going to get totally different information. So, when I tell you, ask the question this way, you've got to ask it word for word exactly like I'm telling you. Otherwise, you're going to get faulty information, or you're going to get different information than what you really want.
This is the end of part one. Please continue to part two.